Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
To another session of Sanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. That's really the only way to beat this. The only way to make a difference, the only way to make sure that we are making a difference, that we are making changes, is to engage. And some of you have even sent me emails saying, you know, well, why bother? Are we really changing anything? You know, if nothing else, you're showing truly what the left stands for. You're showing them, or you're showing whoever, is taking a look and understanding what's happening. You're showing them what the left is truly all about. Because I think up until recently, well, when I say recent years, now, some of us who watch this on a regular basis, you know, I know some of you, you don't do this, you can't do this, I get it. But we've seen it coming. Go back and listen to the old shows. We saw it coming. You know, and again to say, isn't it funny? What was it, Donald Trump? I think a long time ago, he says, he was at a rally, and he said, where's my African American? And everybody went nuts with it. It was a story for 7 by 24. And then you have Jill Biden. And Joe Biden, for that matter. Who can pretty much say and do anything they want to do. And it's fine. And it's okay. Right? All the way back to the 7-Eleven comments. You had to have a Middle Eastern accent to be at a 7-Eleven. And remember with Obama? He was a clean black man that spoke good. And nothing. Nobody said a word. This is how disingenuous they are. Take a listen.
But we can't get those things on our own. Raul helped build this organization with the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
She got nothing on that. This is the one I like, though. Let's see if this is where it's at.
Bogotas of the...
Yeah, there you go. You know what she's talking about, right?
Distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx...
Bodegos, Dr. Jill. I can't stand it. And then, oh, this is even better.
As beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
Nothing.
Is your strength.
You know, did I miss that? Let's try this again. I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep it. I got to go through it. You can go through it.
But we can't get those things on our own. Raul helped build this organization with the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
All right. Well, one of the things that she says I didn't grab, apparently, is she says it's the diversity of the Latinx community. Right? And you got to listen to this. You know, 80% of the Latina community doesn't want this. They don't want Latinx. They don't like it. Right? They don't identify with it. Yet AOC is screaming that this is the way it needs to be. Who is she? This is the girl known as Sandy in high school. She has no real connection to that community anymore. I mean, think about it. Where she's at, what she's doing, right? And it isn't just now Joe Biden. You know, Joe Biden was the cringe master. No, now it's Joe Biden and Jill Biden. Well, we always, Hunter's been the consummate cringe master, hasn't he? But you look at this stuff and you can't do anything but laugh. Right? I mean, Jill talks about, does anybody there do their homework? Or do they figure they're just going to keep forcing it down your throats until you actually accept it? Do you actually finally go, well, okay, we're done here. It's all yours. Right? All right, a lot of good things happening, a lot of things here. Brad Dacus will join us right after the break. When we come back, Biden's going to face a 2024 opposition from far-left groups. Now, remember, what you think initially is that they're upset with him because of the economy. Some of those far-left groups are extremely upset at him because he hasn't gone far enough. He hasn't flipped the socialism switch fast enough. Right? And they're going to start a whole campaign, a Don't Run Joe campaign. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Brad Dickens joins me after the break.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Green Meadow Way supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Way's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Way lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNTeam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNTeam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's the big deal. You need to be part of the solution. And you do that by getting informed. I know many of you, I've got the shtick down, as they say. But Brad Dinkins joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. He's on the show with me about every week. Very rarely does he miss, thank God. And keeps us up to date on what's going on, what our rights are, and you know, some of the major rulings that have come down as of late from the Supreme Court, from SCOTUS. And Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be on your program. Thank you, Joe.
So, we had some great rulings come down, Second Amendment, the ones that protected the Second Amendment, so we thought. Yeah. So, my question to you is, now you're looking at what's going on in New York.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sure you've seen it. They're ridiculous. She wants 3 years of your social media posts and so forth. I mean, these things will eventually, I would hope, will eventually hit the court. And I would think the Supreme Court's going to can them, are they not? I hope.
Yeah, I think you're right. Most of, I think, what they're trying to push, I mean, the whole purpose and intent of it is to circumvent the Supreme Court's decision respecting the Second Amendment rights of people to bear arms there in New York. So I think, especially outside their house. So I think that these, what they're adopting, some of it's just ridiculous when they involve the government going back and reviewing your free speech, things that you've said. And it's not because something was particularly reported or something of specifics that was brought before them, but just going on fishing expeditions for whatever you said the last 3 years is going to be, you know, analyzed and scrutinized by the government. I just don't think the Supreme Court is going to uphold that. It's intimidating. It's, you know, what if you said things that were hostile to the government or to that agency or to the state of New York? And it's a very, very intimidating and a clear assault on free speech. So I don't think that's going to make it. And then other, you know, requirements limiting where you can bear arms, public places, you know, in like public parks and et cetera. No, the Second Amendment has no language saying this doesn't apply to public parks or public subways. Or no, it does. And in fact, those are places where people need to protect themselves more than ever. So I don't think the court's going to allow that to stand as well.
Yeah, it seems like some of these states have gone rogue, you know, with the abortion, for instance, ruling. Now you're seeing judges in some of these states who are ruling against the abortion bans in some of these states, saying that they're unconstitutional to the state. Now, I mean, this is really, it's confusing to a guy like me who's sitting here saying, wait a minute, Supreme Court said this. That means the states have a right to do their own thing. Now, judges in those states are saying, well, not quite, right?
Right. And many, many times, sometimes we're talking about just rogue federal district court judges, I mean, that are under the direct authority of the federal courts, and that is the Supreme Court of the United States. Other judges are trying to latch on to interpreting their state constitution to include some meaning that prevents laws that will protect preborn from being killed and murdered. So that's why this is a little more problematic with regard to state courts. You know, if a state though has a state Supreme Court that has integrity and isn't an activist court that just tries to make up things in their state constitution, but actually look at original intent, which is what a quality, integrity state Supreme Court should do. Then, if they have that, then those judges that are ruling this way, they'll be, in the end, they will lose. And so I think at the end of the day, we're going to see many of these, I think most of these judges' decisions to try to halt state pro-life statutes, I think we're going to see those judges in the end be defeated. Many of them, I think, know they're going to be defeated on appeal or before the state Supreme Court. I think they're doing it because they're activist judges, they're ideological, they do not respect the law, the process, the Constitution, original intent. Their goal is just dogmatism based on their own personal feelings, their own personal agenda, and it's a shame and it's a disgrace to the practice of law, and in particular for judges in those positions.
Well, you know, and I, again, looking at this, looking at the Second Amendment, you know, the Dems never give up easy. We do. They don't. And they're going to look everywhere they can to skin this cat five ways to Sunday. And from what they perceive to be within the law. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's just amazing. Now, Here in California, we have something interesting getting ready to, you know how fast I'm going through these, but here in California, we're getting ready to go through something, again, that may require just civil disobedience at a level like we've never seen. And that is the PhD in education, not health, but the PhD in education in the county of Los Angeles has said, hey, we're probably going to go back to masks. Things are really bad. We've got hospitals overflowing, people dying in the streets. You got to go back to masks. Is there any fighting this at this point? I mean, and are we now at a point where we can take some legal action against this or not?
We might be, actually, especially, you know, we're talking about the upcoming school year. You know, this is the fake doctor. You know, once again, I'm glad you reminded the audience that she's not a medical doctor. She's got her PhD in education. Okay, so she's totally removed for practical purposes of having any competency to make such pronouncements as far as dealing with epidemiology or immunology, et cetera. So at the end of the day, she has to, at the very least, have a rational basis with a basis that she can validate and support. It looks like she's trying to breathe into existence facts that just don't exist, that won't exist, I believe, when the school year starts. And, I think that they're very vulnerable. We have Pacific Justice Institute that we've already defeated Contra Costa Unified School District with regards to their vaccine mandates. We're hitting those school districts hard that are already just going rogue and trying to do their own vaccine mandates with regard to these children. And yet, at the same time, we're dealing with mask mandates, and we filed a lawsuit, major lawsuit, on behalf of three Christian daycare centers that are affiliated with churches against rogue public health officers and CPS as well.
Okay, let's deal with that more on the other side of the break, because I want people to understand what it means and what it's going to take to win these battles. Joe Messina, your host, I'll go far. Brad Dacus will still be with us on the other side of the break.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is thinking about providing a second COVID booster shot for every adult. This as COVID cases around the country continue to climb. The Democratic-led January 6th committee is continuing to hold open hearings, Tuesdays being the panel's seventh public hearing hearing from cherry-picked witnesses. As far as reaction to what we're hearing...
Well, it was not what I was looking for. It was not a nexus between the president and any conspiracy. Perhaps they will bring that type of evidence forward. Interviewing an anonymous Twitter, former Twitter employee, or picking out these alarming comments from the internet really doesn't make a very persuasive case of a conspiracy.
Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley speaking there on Fox News, USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. always a pleasure to have you involved and engaged and be part of it. Some of you know I have a TV over my left shoulder, and I see these headlines that come by, and I have to look at them twice because I can't believe it. And now you've got the Mexican president saying that Joe Biden has waited too long to deal with the drug issue. He's waited too long to secure the border, and it's a mess. And I love it. I love the fact that there's another leader coming out and going, this Maroney, Joey B, couldn't see any of this happening. You know, let me bring him on. Brad Dacus joins me as he does from Pacific Justice Institute every week. Always appreciate his time. Hey, Brad, I spoke to somebody today that was involved in the cleanup of Los Angeles when Biden came in. And check this out. So I think it was two days before Biden came in to Los Angeles. They went through with garbage trucks, and those heartless, cruel city workers threw everything under the underpasses away, cleaned up the streets, threw all the tents into those garbage trucks. And then they had fire trucks come and hose down the sidewalks, hose down the underpasses, and that kind of thing. And I'm saying to myself, wow. So the president... I don't want to give him any credit, but he didn't see anything. He didn't see anything bad. It's just amazing, isn't it? And you didn't hear any of that, did you?
No.
I was just talking about how somebody called me and told me about he was part of the cleanup in Los Angeles City when President Biden came to town. And he said they went through, garbage trucks went through first. They emptied out everything that was under the bridges, everything that was on the sidewalks where Joey B would be going. And then the fire trucks came through, used the hoses to, wash down, hose down. I'm glad we have a drought going, you know. But they hose down the sidewalks, they hose down the under parts of the bridges and that kind of stuff. And then they beefed up the security to keep them from coming back in so that when Joey B came in, those streets would be clean. I'm just amazed at how far they'll go to be deceitful.
Yeah, it is disappointing, particularly when they're doing it not as a matter of public policy or long-term reform, but they're doing it just for image and for trying to basically deceive certain individuals to think that things are better than they are. It's not a public service, and public servants should go out of their way not to cover up problems, but rather to address them, to investigate, and to solve problems. It's really disgraceful with the way they handle that.
Yeah, I think it's all right. Back to the point that we were making earlier, which is, these mask mandates will be coming down for some of these cities again, especially here in California, because they're looking at another election coming up that they know they're going to get snookered in if they don't do something. And the thing to do, again, is with the mask. Now, a couple of things going on here. You said that you were fighting some cities, fighting against some of these pseudo-PhDs who are putting these edicts in place that really have no basis in medicine. Can you fight legally from that point of view?
Well, we have we can't sue them because they don't have a PhD in medicine. They're going to say, oh, well, we're about education. Our PhDs qualify us. Okay. That's, very questionable and requires a great deal of faith, I believe, for someone to actually believe that. But what can be contested is when their actions are illegal or unconstitutional. Let me give you a classic example. Down in San Diego County, for example, there are three churches down there that have Christian daycare centers. These are licensed daycare centers. Well, as it turns out, that these fake doctors, public health officers, child protective services, have been ganging up on these private Christian daycare centers, ordering them for the little children, little three-year-olds, to have to wear masks, even though it's not healthy, even though it doesn't help, and it's not preventing children from being exposed to something that is at risk even as great as getting the flu, okay, statistically. But nonetheless, they're ordering this, even though it goes against science and risk, and yet they're not ordering it against daycare centers that are secular, exempt on the state list, like Girls Club daycare centers, YMCA daycare centers, government-sponsored or public school daycare centers. Oh, they're not required to have to adhere to all these mandates and regulations. They're all exempt. But if you're a religious private daycare center affiliated with the church, oh, you're not exempt. We, the government, must scrutinize and manage you tremendously. And implicitly, they're sending the message that that somehow religious institutions can't be trusted, are incompetent, et cetera, et cetera. At the end of the day, we do not believe they're going to prevail. We have filed a major lawsuit against them in federal court as for violating the Constitution, treating religious institutions decisively different and discriminatorily versus secular or government institutions. And I think that we're going to, in the end, win, if not in the lower court, before the Supreme Court when and if it makes it there.
Well, you just saw that in Maine, did you not?
Maine is similar in that the Supreme Court said, hey, you can't treat religious schools differently than secular private schools. Government can't make that kind of distinction. But that's effectively exactly what they've done overtly and ridiculously here in the state of California. And so I think it's a ripe case. The fact that they've made all these other exemptions and have such clear, desperate, disparate treatment among the two, I think, is going to really make the case shine in the end.
As you're talking about this, and I'm thinking about the mask that they may make a mandate for, when they talk about public schools, now you're talking public-private, and what we've seen the rise of is co-ops, right? And why don't you explain what co-ops are, and are they going to be exempt from this?
Yes, they will, in that church homeschool co-ops, or just homeschool co-ops in general, are flourishing. And we at Pacific Justice Institute, in an orchestrated way, are actually assisting and representing churches and synagogues, for that matter, who want to start these homeschool co-ops. They're not private schools, so they're not under the regulations of private schools. They're parents working together under the umbrella of an institution like a church. And in doing so, they're enabling parents to take their kids out of government, out of public schools, and provide an alternative that works for many parents who can't homeschool on their own by themselves, who can't afford private schools, and who sure as heck no longer want their children to be in government schools or public schools. And I believe we're going to see that trend continue, especially now that we see people like fake doctors, like the one in Los Angeles County and that school district, just show their colors once again to unreasonably come out with mandates. Part of this may be their desire to create panic, to somehow save themselves politically by telling people, look, no, your lives are at stake. You need to vote for us so we'll protect you. I think that may be part of the psyche behind this. And I have to admit, as you know, I was very optimistic this was all going to be in the rearview mirror.
Yep.
I was wrong on this. I'm shocked. I'm disappointed, but I was clearly wrong. No, it's rearing its ugly head, even though, even now, science is being ignored and the medical studies being ignored. I just didn't think this kind of deception could last and continue on this long. But you can be assured we're going to be fighting it just like we are on behalf of those daycare centers and on behalf of parents who say enough is enough. We don't want our children to wear a mask. And there are some legal avenues that the parents can take, and we're equipping for just that need as the school district approaches, school year approaches.
So are you setting up for that, though? I mean, because seriously, it is probably right now the biggest email or the most amount of emails that I'm getting are from parents who are like, I'm not going back to masks. This isn't right. And, do we have a fight? Do we have a pushback? You just said a minute ago. We have CDC proof that they don't work.
Yeah. So in the past, courts have given great deference to school districts and public health officers who want to issue these kind of mandates. But things are changing, and that's going to become much more difficult for them to get that.
Let's talk about that when we decide to break, because it's still some of the questions I'm getting. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Brad when we return.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Back, Drum Singer's Host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. That always appreciate the time that you spent with us on the air here. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, Brad Dacus. Brad, before we get rolling, because I'm going to start talking, and then I'm not going to give you a chance, we're going to run out of time. Tell us what Pacific Justice Institute is, what it does, and the great work you're doing. You need to talk about it, right?
Yeah, thank you. Joe, yeah, we have Pacific Justice Institute, or PJI. We're a national legal defense organization now. We were once just California. We now have 6 offices in California. We also have offices in 20 states, coast to coast, from Miami to Boston to south of Seattle to Orange County and many places in between. We do our work completely without charge. We're very unique in that regard. And we're also unique in that we work hard to make sure that everyone gets representation when it comes to parents' rights, the sanctity of human life, or religious freedom, or a combination thereof. And so we're very unique that we really try to make sure that everyone gets help. We don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases that look nice. So we're working hard all across America, and many in America, hundreds of thousands have benefited from this these services just within the last couple of years.
Right. And again, you guys have helped so often to help somebody fight back, push back, and get their rights back, you know, especially parents when they're in the schools here. We were talking before we went to break about the mask coming up, and again, what are we going to be able to do? What can parents do right now to kind of help? They got to get out in front of this, Brad, because it's going to hit in California probably first week of August. As it looks.
Yeah. So parents, do have remedies. And, in fact, on our website, we actually have resources where parents can go to discover their remedies of relief with regards to the vaccine as well as the masks. What's happening with regard to the masks is interesting because, as I mentioned, courts have given great deference to school districts with regards to anything that's involving health, safety. We're not going to question them. We'll just let them, as long as it's about health and safety for kids, they can require masks, they can require, togas, whatever. I mean, that's sort of been the attitude of the courts. But federal judges, particularly those appointed by President Donald Trump, have said, no. We're not just going to blindly grant you a blank check to do what you want just because you say it's for health and safety. No, you have the burden to prove evidence to support a rational basis. It just can't be just something you're just alleging. We've seen it happen some and to some degree, like it was a federal judge who did that with regards to a Los Angeles mandate prohibiting outdoor eating at restaurants, it's the outdoor serving. And they said, no, you need to show me evidence that this is in fact dangerous for people to eat outside a restaurant versus inside. They've shut down the inside. And there was nothing. There was no evidence to support it. The judge says, no, that's not good enough. Just your rationale is that's no, you need to have something to support it. I think that same attitude we're going to see permeate in the decisions of federal judges. And we at Pacific Justice Institute are looking very aggressively at taking advantage of where we might be coming into the school year if, in fact, as is the case right now, we do not believe the evidence supports this kind of an action. There's just so much evidence now that that show that this is not effective, and in fact this it does not prevent transmission, and it's not a threat. The Omicron is not a material threat. It's actually much less of a threat than the flu. And we've never required students in schools to wear masks when it comes to the flu or the cold. No, but so this is way out in terms of risk, in terms of the benefit, in terms of science and the studies. So they may have crossed the line too far this time around, and we at Pacific Justice Institute, and I'm sure others, are gearing up to empower parents and possibly to litigate the challenges as this thing rolls out. Of course, we're going to have to see how it actually rolls out and how much of this is just posturing and rhetoric versus how much is actually going to be implemented and to what degree.
Yeah, I go back to these parents are starting to feel like they've got no place to go. They have they have no say over their kids, education and what's going on right now. And I don't know, frankly, I'm at the point now, you and I have talked over the last couple of years at length over what to do, what we can do. And it's just, it's frustrating. It's heartbreaking. It's frustrating. And, I keep telling them to go to your website that at some point in time you will have something up there that they can deal with, right?
Oh, yeah. We already have some great resources at pji.org. We're updating it regularly. We have a lot of information dealing with, both the vaccines and the masks. I think people need also understand, one of the defenses that parents have has really been firmed up recently by the Supreme Court in its decisions dealing with Coach Kennedy and as well as the Maine, state of Maine, and their discrimination against religious schools. And in this regard, that the Supreme Court has changed the standards effectively, really firming up the free exercise of religion and the burden of the government when it comes to infringing upon that. Well, in many cases, we're dealing with parents who have religious convictions, sincere, deep religious convictions against requiring their child to wear a mask when it's not necessary, it's not required, and there's plenty of information pointing to depression, suicide, and even actually a weakening of the immune system. So parents have a matter of conscience, conviction, religious convictions, and I think the Supreme Court stands ready to hold government accountable and say, you've got to show a compelling state interest, not just a rational basis, but a compelling state interest, narrowly tailored, in order for you to infringe upon the free exercise rights, convictions, and conscience of parents with regards to any issue, including the issues that they hold dear involving wearing a mask or not wearing a mask. So I think that we've got some more weapons in our arsenal that have been placed there by the Supreme Court just the last few weeks. And these are weapons that will be very valuable for us to use on behalf of parents and families across America, including potentially in Southern California. Once again, we have to see how it's actually rolled out.
Now, the governor refuses to give up here and even some other places, refuses to give up the state of emergency that they have in place. And I know in most cases it takes the legislature to change that or make that change. I mean, is there any way to take something like this at the Supreme Court level, state Supreme Court?
Yeah, it's possible. Unfortunately, the state Supreme Court of California, they are so far to the left, I don't think they're going to budge. they're part of the, you know, they're seemingly, the way they behave, they're almost a part of the cult of fear. We've got to fight the COVID. We've got to fight this. This is the language. This is what we have to do. We're going to give the governor all the discretion to fight this terrible pandemic. And the problem is, it's like there's a script, and people are so focused on the script, they're not looking at reality that is in plain view by expert epidemiologists and immunologists, et cetera, around the country. The studies that are out. It's sort of sad, and yet this is what we see play out. And many people think that the state Supreme Court of California will just continue along with that same old script. That's where the voters come in, by electing governors and legislators and members on the court, the state courts, that are reflective of their values, their conviction, and, of course, their respect for the true state constitution and not what the activists wanted to say.
Hey, I don't know if you heard that Elizabeth Warren has targeted care centers, pregnancy centers. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, that is so disgraceful because she lied. And she
did, big time.
Oh, big time. She said that these 1,000-plus, pro-life pregnancy centers, that they're deceiving women, they have people who aren't licensed and not providing the actual options. It's quite the opposite. These pro-pregnancy, pro-life pregnancy centers, they do have licensed personnel. They use sometimes much better sonogram equipment than Planned Parenthood, the abortion mill.
Yep.
They often just use just kind of vague black and white versus 3D color sonograms that are used often by the pro-life clinic so that women can see accurately what we actually have inside them and the what the baby looks like. They're given options at pro-life pregnancy clinics versus the abortion mills that just try to push them and pressure them into killing their preborn babies and providing false information, saying it's just a blob of cells. So Elizabeth Warren showed her colors, showed who she's, that she's really not about women or providing choices for women. She's really just the puppet of Planned Parenthood.
Yep.
And if she's planning on running for president, I don't think it's going to help her.
No, not at all. All right, Joe, with your host, Brad Dacus, founder of PJI.org, Pacific Justice Institute. You can find them at PJI.org. PJI.org. Go check them out. Because, frankly, honestly, you may not need your services right now, but the things that you stand for, others may need those services, and every little bit helps, believe me. Brad, God bless. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe.
Yep. Joe Pacific, your host, be back in a little bit. People, don't go far. You'll miss some good stuff.
818.